This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter. We are committed to bringing you the day's most important news and current affairs stories from an LGBTI perspective. If it matters to the LGBTI community, we will cover it. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au or follow us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
It's Thursday, the 8th of February. Welcome to your nightly news and current affairs program, The Informer. I'm your host, Dylan Joel. On tonight's show, we are talking about pre-exposure prophylaxis, better known as PrEP. On tonight's show, we'll be talking about the revolutionary HIV drug, which is set to liberate thousands of gay Australians from the fear of sex. And it is reported that it will almost certainly be approved for the federal subsidy tomorrow by Fairfax Media. This is a watershed moment for a decade-long fight against AIDS. And tonight we'll speak to community members who have driven change, organisations that have helped create trials, as well as we discuss what it will mean if PrEP is subsidised on the PBS from tomorrow.
This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427 Joy 949, email on air at joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
Hopes are high that PrEP will be confirmed to be subsidised on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme from tomorrow. DNR Curie spoke to VAC CEO Simon Ruth about what this could mean. The Victorian AIDS Council has been part of facilitating the PrEP-X trial that has gotten Truvada to many Victorians who, by taking one pill a day, are fighting the good fight to stop the spread of HIV.
The PrEP-X research study has been examining how the use of PrEP impacts the rates of new HIV infections in Victoria. When the trial opened, it was the fastest growing trial in the world, something that Victorian AIDS Council CEO Simon Ruth was not surprised by. VAC has been campaigning for PrEP since May 2014, with Victoria leading the way with community groups such as PrEP Access Now and PrEP for Change, helping to inform and educate even further.
Victoria has been ahead of the game on wanting PrEP and particularly on community-based education about PrEP. We have 4,000 people on the Victorian trial currently, and it's a capped trial. New South Wales has about 8,000 people on their trial. So I imagine when PrEP hits the PBS, there's going to be a very large influx of people wanting to get access to the drug.
If PrEP is successfully going to be on the PBS, as Fairfax Media has reported, it could mean that from the 1st of May, exactly 4 years after VAC began PrEP campaigning, PrEP could be available for all to access across Australia. But with the PrEP-X trial ending in Victoria at the end of March, what does this mean for those who have been currently taking PrEP on a daily basis as part of the trial?
So if you're on the PrEP-X trial, stay tuned and the trial will be in touch with you about what it all means for you and how they will transition you across. Just on, you know, the media today, the minister is hopeful for a positive outcome. The minister already knows the outcome. So I'd be very surprised if it's anything but a positive outcome now. And it's been covered in a number of news sources. And Fairfax, it appears, may already know the results. But what it will mean, so from there, it goes through a very quick cabinet process, hopefully. Drugs are always launched on the first of the month. So it's possibly it would be a 1st of April launch. If not, we'd be very hopeful for a 1st of May launch. The drug companies would have known for a couple of months now that they've been successful. So we'd hope that they've been ramping up production and figuring out how their distribution mechanisms. And so we'd be hoping to see it available either on the 1st of April or the 1st of May. I've spoken to the Minister, the Victorian Health Minister's advisors only today, and said if it's not the 1st of April, then they need to be thinking about how they're going to maintain people on the Victorian trial so that we don't have a case where everybody falls off for a month and has to go back to condoms, similar to what happened in Queensland a couple of years ago. I've been CEO of VAC now for 4 years, and in that 4 years, more has changed than in the 20 years prior. Our knowledge about undetectable viral load now and what it means for a person who's living with HIV, who can get to undetectable and therefore be non-infectious, and also PrEP have been two incredibly huge breakthroughs, with PrEP being in a research phase around the world, and in many places around the world, we're still learning a great deal about PrEP. There have been a very small handful of transmissions, so we're still learning about PrEP, and we have that small handful of transmissions that have occurred, and we're still finding out what they mean and why they've occurred, but they're nothing compared to how many transmissions we would have had if the couple of 100,000 people who are on PrEP currently around the world had been using condoms. We know that PrEP users self-select in their people who feel that they could be at risk of contracting HIV, which is usually a good indicator that you are at risk of contracting HIV, and they're people who are choosing to take what is now the most successful mechanism that we have of preventing HIV. There's still a lot to learn. There's still a lot of information occurring. In Australia too, the trials have required you to take a pill every day and to take it permanently. We may find that people want to use PrEP differently. When PrEP is available on the PBS and you're talking to your own personal doctor about it, your family GP, you may say, I only want to take it for 3 months while I'm on holiday in San Francisco or New York or Berlin. So we'll start to see people using PrEP very differently, and the whole community will be learning from that and learn what it means.
If successful, the next step is handling demand, with clinics and practitioners specialising in PrEP already at capacity around Victoria. We need to update the wider medical community about PrEP, but is that something we're really ready for?
That's a big challenge for us, moving into a phase where PrEP is no longer on trials. We're very hopeful that when they announce it on the PBS, that it will be classified as what we call an S85 drug, which means any medical practitioner can prescribe it. The downside to any medical practitioner prescribing it is that it won't just be the major gay clinics who do it, who are incredibly well informed about what PrEP means and what the risks for individuals are of taking PrEP, and the emotional issues that people go through when they first go on PrEP. We have a small number of clinics who are very, very good at gay and bisexual men's health. But PrEP, when it becomes available from any clinic, which is great for the consumer because you'll be able to go to the clinic closest to you and not have to travel to South Yarra and Kilda or Carlton, but the downside will be that you'll have doctors who are less well informed.
People may want to consider heading to the Victorian AIDS Council, ASHAM, AFAO or ACON websites, as well as PrEP Access Now and PrEP for Change, which have excellent information regarding PrEP that you can refer your GP to should you feel the need.
A lot of people have worked very hard at this. I'm backstage campaigning on this for 4 years, but in Victoria, Associate Professor Edwina Wright and her colleagues at the Alfred Nelson Recognition, and nationally the leadership coming through AFAO with Daryl O'Donnell and Bridget Hare there. And Daryl and Bridget have been campaigning on this every week for the last year. They've been flying to Canberra weekly and getting in people's ears and trying to make this happen and supporting the drug companies to put in their application. So credit needs to go where credit's due. And there's some people who have really made this happen for the community, and they need to be acknowledged.
There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, the news program from an LGBTI perspective.
PrEP is one prevention tool that stops HIV, and when discussing its use, many raise the point that it doesn't prevent the spread of other STIs like condoms do. We spoke to people taking PrEP about why they do and what concerns come out of this usage.
Why did you start taking PrEP?
I take PrEP because I care about my sexual health and the sexual health of my partners.
I also have a latex allergy, so often latex-free condoms aren't available, and having sex with latex condoms is quite uncomfortable. So the fact that I don't have to worry about, if I do have sex without a condom, the risks of HIV.
I take PrEP because I want my sex life to be fun, spontaneous, and worry-free.
I started taking PrEP because I think it's one of the most powerful methods of HIV prevention. And given my lifestyle and what I was doing, it was a really important resource. That's why I wanted to get on it and actually be safe in my lifestyle and be safe in what I wanted to do and what I was going to do. And it was available.
I take PrEP because I want to be part of the generation that ends HIV transmission.
I started using PrEP so that I could engage with all members of the gay community sexually and not need to worry about the fear of contracting HIV. I've also taken it to be part of the movement to end HIV for good.
And I take PrEP because I think everyone should have the tools needed to have a safe, fun and fulfilling sex life.
PrEP has been a game changer in how Australians have tackled their sexual health. And if it is listed on the pharmaceutical benefit scheme, it'll slash the price of the drug and increase its accessibility for tens of thousands of Australians. We spoke to Professor Martin Holt, who conducts HIV prevention research with gay and bisexual men for the Centre for Social Research at the University of New South Wales, and asked about how much PrEP has changed how we approach our sexual health.
There's a once-in-a-generation shift in the way that gay men do safe sex. And when I say safe sex, I don't just mean condoms. I mean the range of things men do with their partners to try and prevent HIV transmission. PrEP is obviously the biggest change there. But what's interesting is I think it's had a knock-on effect where other men, the men who don't use PrEP but who are HIV negative, are now less likely to consistently use condoms with their partners. And that's probably because some of their partners are on PrEP, for example. But also I think the assumption that if you don't know a partner very well, that you will always use condoms is rapidly changing because there are different options. Now, for me as a sort of a social and behavioural researcher, that's absolutely fascinating because I think it both shows the opportunity generated by PrEP and treatment as prevention and other options, but it also shows that things are quite destabilised at the moment, and I reckon that means it can be quite confusing for people if they're negotiating casual sex, particularly if they were someone who was used to, say, for example, primarily having sex without condoms with their regular partner, their husband, boyfriend, whatever, and then primarily using condoms with casual partners. That has PrEP and treatment as prevention have really shifted that. So there's lots of guys now who are much more willing to have sex without condoms, either because they themselves are using biomedical prevention or because their partners are. The thing that I'm really trying to keep an eye on is that we don't want that to translate into people going, oh, I really don't need to use condoms at all. Particularly, you know, if you're in a situation where you don't know your partner's status and you don't know whether they're using PrEP or treatment, use a condom. If you're worried about STIs, use a condom. But, we need to kind of see this settle down so men are actually confirming that either they or their partners are using something safe that protects them. And I think at the moment it's quite unsettled. So what I'm really interested in, particularly in Melbourne, where we're doing it now, and which has been at the vanguard of PrEP uptake, is what the overall effect is on the range of practices that gay men use. So it's both very exciting. There's a little bit of concern. I'm trying not to be one of the people who are saying, oh, this is all very disturbing. It's not. We're really hoping that this will have a really positive effect in curtailing HIV infections, and we want PrEP to be more available, I certainly do, to people who would benefit from it. But I think we can't avoid the fact that it's had a really significant change on the way that gay men negotiate sex with each other, and we have to understand and support that, because I think for some people it will be a bit confronting.
So, are you hopeful PrEP will be confirmed on the PBS this week?
Yeah, I think that would be, you know, obviously a huge benefit to the community. It'll be available to people that were unable to get on the trials, for example, and aren't financially able to currently spend, you know, the $100 a month or whatever it is to get PrEP from overseas.
Because I know a lot of people who straight up just don't have the money to import it themselves. And it is getting cheaper to do so, but a lot of people still just don't have that money.
Look, I really think that it needs to get onto the PBS. I'm personally an advocate for getting it onto the PBS, and it needs to happen. It needs to happen to end HIV for good.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
For too long, people living with HIV have borne the brunt of expectation, responsibility and blame when it comes to keeping the community safe from HIV. PrEP offers HIV-negative people the opportunity to take the responsibility for their own safety. DNR Curie spoke to the Institute of Many co-founder Nick Hollis to discuss the success of PrEP and ahead of PBAC's expected announcement, as well as the history of HIV awareness.
Cast a long dark shadow, does old HIV. So it really didn't come as much of a surprise when there was a lot of work that we had to do to help convince HIV at-risk populations and communities that PrEP worked and that they could put their faith in it.
HIV, which is now a multi-generational, intergenerational, and multi-decade epidemic that has redefined, especially the identities of men of sex with men and gay and bisexual men. That's a lot of decades of hang-ups and anxiety and grief and trauma as well. I mean, when we talk about this, we can't ignore the fact that what people went through in the 80s and 90s, and many of those men are still around today. Informally, for many years, we've seen HIV-negative people be using the Truvada that was prescribed to POS people, and this is going back years, as a way of protecting themselves. And it's a great indication of the fact that the communities affected by HIV have always led the way on keeping themselves safe. So, we've been waiting. We were waiting for science and research to catch up with us, and now we've been waiting for governments and policymakers to catch up with us, and it looks like, fingers crossed, that we're almost there. It's done an incredible work, I would say, in a really concentrated part of Australia. And this is the really important point here, is that when we look beyond the bubble of our kind of inner city, urban, gay areas, and that's where we're seeing the highest amount of PrEP uptake happen, and that's where we're seeing the lowest rates of HIV transmission since records have been counted in some jurisdictions. So we know it works. We're seeing the impact that it's having, and it's that final piece of the puzzle.
Nick was quick to acknowledge, however, that until PrEP is fully accessible and understood, it will not be fully effective. While great results have been found in inner-city gay and bisexual male populations, there are many more who will benefit from PrEP awareness and access via the PBS in Australia.
Unfortunately, that now needs to go all around the country. We do have trials in most states and territories, but, we don't have any trials happening in Northern Territory. We don't have PrEP uptake being anywhere near the same rates for rural, remote and regional areas of Australia than it is, in inner cities. And that's really where we need to be paying attention, because, we're seeing HIV rates start to go up and up and up in rural, remote and regional areas, especially in First Nations communities, while we're seeing it go down or at least plateau in other parts of the country. So the only way PrEP's really going to be effective is if we can get it in the hands of everyone who needs it. So that's why this PBS thing is so essential. What's really fascinating about what's been happening with PrEP is that, HIV-negative people seeking out PrEP have been sharing stories that they find shocking or upsetting or concerning. And these are the sort of things that HIV-positive people have been dealing with throughout the entire history of the epidemic. So it's actually been a really valuable way to share stories and connect and to bridge that zero divide. In Australia, as I said before, we're seeing increases in populations beyond just men of sex with men, gay and bisexual men. So it's really, really necessary. We're seeing HIV prevalence rates and lower testing rates and late diagnoses happen in other communities. Women are far more likely to be diagnosed later with HIV, and that's a big problem for their ongoing health. And it's a problem for trying to keep the rest of the community safe. So I really, really hope so. I really hope that announcements like this keeps prodding that conversation Australia-wide around HIV, because we're all still here and we still need to be talked about.
Tim, the Institute of Many, is Australia's largest grassroots movement for people living with HIV. Nick and Tim hopes that the zero divide between HIV-positive and HIV-negative people diminishes, and that through education and treatment options, sees the reduction of an unnecessary stigma of people living with HIV.
Unfortunately, it is a constant process of re-educating absolutely everyone. That's the person that's on the other side of the app to you that you're chatting with, all the way through to your, medical researchers, nurses and doctors.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Grassroots action has been pivotal in mobilising communication and education about PrEP in Victoria. Dina Curie spoke to Michael Whelan from PrEP Access Now and Chris Williams from PrEP for Change and about why this has occurred and what comes next if PrEP is subsidised.
Well, I really think the community has really been mobilised on its own. The two groups that we represent, so PrEP for Change and PrEP Access Now, have been sort of an epicentre of where you can access some of that knowledge, but really it's been peer-to-peer communication through social networks that have really been spearheading the propulsion that we've had for PrEP, specifically in Victoria. I mean, we had the largest, fastest enrolled clinical study, and that has a lot to do with our really, really engaged community.
How do you think that kind of mobilisation of the community will actually help to advance not just access but information further for our sexual health?
I think we have a large number of people that are incredibly engaged and informed about what PrEP is and how to use it. And as a result of that, they're definitely the kind of people that are going to want to spread the news and information. So providing them platforms to be able to do so, I think, is a great start. And I think we'll see a lot of those guys starting to start encouraging conversations about it and proactively putting it on their profiles and encouraging other people to engage with them and discuss with them. That's what's worked so far. I think we'll see a continuation of that.
Have you had a lot of conversations with people or facilitated a lot of conversations with how people have been dealing with negative impacts in regard to telling people that they're on PrEP?
Absolutely. Yeah, we talk to people all the time about just sort of all aspects of the PrEP journey, whether that's you being on PrEP yourself or coming to contact with someone that's on PrEP and you're not, and how to negotiate safety for you, whether that's condom use or using an undetectable viral load or PrEP or a combination of those. And sometimes those things can be incompatible. My prevention method might not be compatible with your prevention method. So we need to talk about that. So that can cause a great deal of frustration for either people on either side of the fence. So those staunch PrEP advocates that is their absolute 100% gold standard of prevention. And then conversely, those guys that use condoms as their main prevention method. So yeah, there's a lot of tension and communication that needs to be teased out. And like I said before, the community is really good at facilitating that conversation itself, but where there is sort of a sounding board if that conversation needs to take place.
I think what's wonderful in this situation is we have lots of people choosing to use either distinct options or a combination of options. And regardless of what options people are choosing, whether that's going to be using PrEP, maintaining an undetectable viral load, using condoms, or even combinations, what all of these groups have in common is they're all actively motivated to protect themselves against HIV fundamentally and other people against HIV. So that is, I think, a common bond between all of these people, which is really, really to be focused on and to celebrated.
One of the really important things about a group such as yours and the way in which they've provided information for people is the fact that that information is actually going to be pivotal moving forward if we do end up on the PBS, because while people have been a part of the trials, that's required them to take PrEP once a day. But once we move away from that, people's PrEP usage is something that they're going to be negotiating for their needs. Do you think we're ready for that space and for that education to be expanded to a wider space?
That's a great question. Wow. I think that we are likely to see, and I think what you're hinting at there is potential behavioural changes and maybe looking at seasons of things like PrEP usage. So rather than taking a pill every single day on an ongoing basis for a long period of time, maybe people taking it for periods of time in their life when they're maybe being a little bit more popular and affectionate. And that might be, you know, around their birthdays and Christmas kind of thing, you know, as opposed to all year long. Of course, some people may still choose to do that all year long. I think regardless of how people choose to use PrEP, it's going to be important to support their choices in doing so and providing them information that's going to maximise their own security and safety in that.
And I think just in the same way that in the pre-biomedical prevention era, condoms were synonymous with safe sex, PrEP is synonymous at the moment with taking one pill every day. Now, PrEP is a strategy, it's a prevention method, it's not a pill. So the way that we talk about PrEP going forward might be in long-lasting injectables, it could be in implantables, it could be an oral medication that is taken once a week, once a month, different variations of medications that are all being studied at the moment. So we need to still have an open mind about where the journey is going to take us. We're not all the way there yet.
All right, PrEP is the beginning, not the end.
The reality is a lot of grassroots and organisations and sites such as yourselves and what you guys have done have led the way for this information. And as things open up and as things get wider, the demand for the information and knowledge that you're going to be bringing people is going to be more. Are you ready for that?
Absolutely. We're as soon as the science is in, we're ready to run on whatever the science says, essentially. If science says there's this great new medication to use as PrEP and you only have to take it once a year, you know, if the science is sound, we'll be the first ones to be letting community know about it.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that statement. And I think it's an exciting time that we live in. And fortunately, we're nerdy enough to be invested in researching this information and then divulging it to the community. So bring it on. We're so excited for developments in this space.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
And that's it for another episode of The Informer, bringing you news and current affairs from Australia's LGBTI communities. A podcast of tonight's Informer will be available to download soon at joy.org.au or on your preferred podcast platform. Don't forget to follow us on social media at The Informer on Joy 949 on Facebook and at The Informer Joy on Twitter. If you have a story or a tip you'd like to share with us, get in touch at The Informer at joy.org.au. You've been listening to The Informer on Joy 94.9. I'm Dylan Joel.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.